I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio, farmed fresh.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
Today's business is...
Alright, okay. So...
pitch us.
Okay, it's a resort.
Yeah.
Huge resort on like heaps of like acres and space and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff, everything there is, you get to choose. There's like five different ones. There's like a medieval one. There's a pirate one. There's like a Vikings one. There's a future one.
But like what
do you mean? People are coming there to be those.
Yeah, and all the staff's there, and like they go and pretend to be a Viking for a weekend.
Okay.
Who are you aiming it at?
Everyone, family.
Families? Okay, yeah, everyone, family.
Here's the thing, the staff, you walk in the door and you sign something, so yeah, the waiver, of course.
That's just good business.
Well, that's almost a given now, isn't it, that every business
90% of our businesses are just illegal. Yeah. We're like, sign a waiver.
It's just an easy thing to turn to as well. Like it gets it all
out of the hassle out of the way.
Out of the way.
Otherwise, it just gets messy.
Yeah. We're instantly absolved of anything.
So they sign that, and that says that no matter what, nobody there is allowed to break character. If they do, they get sent home with no refund.
Oh, okay. As the customer aren't allowed to break character.
And the staff.
But what if I don't know how to act like a future person?
You get kicked out. It's only for people that really.
But
you know,
surely you only have to do your best. If you're trying.
You have to do your best, of course.
But, like, okay, so say I'm going to the future one. Yeah. Like the Viking, the pirate, the medieval, whatever. Like, I can figure out how that is. Like how do you act like a future man? What are you expecting from me coming to your resort to act like a future man?
I don't know. You're like. Hi. And stuff like that.
I have to go. Hi, I'm me, a future man.
Well, you might know, you might be highly intelligent. You might have a few intelligent things to say or.
Yeah, but I have to, like, fake that.
Yeah, you make a mom. People. So, okay.
Well, okay, so what's, like, actually at this resort?
So as I don't know, like a.
Like, say in the future exhibit. I've come to the future part
that
of the resort.
That's a fun one, yeah.
You know, the Viking one sounds like, how dumb, real dumb. Are you going?
Oh, like, super real. Like, you know, obviously you can't get killed. You can get punished.
What? So,
like the hands in the, hands and your head in the square block and people throw tomatoes at you.
So you're putting in.
But that's if you, you know, steal.
So why are people going to be stealing?
Well, no, but if they do.
Then they get put in the stocks.
Yeah.
Okay. But is there anything at this resort, like, what do you do there?
You know, you have a meal, you go to the pool.
Would there be...
The Vikings never had a pool.
Well, hot springs there.
Hot springs sounds nice. Like, going and get... Do you get, like, costumes and stuff as well?
Is it, like, could there be, like, a quest?
Yeah.
They could go on a quest.
Yeah, so you arrive... I was actually thinking about this, like accommodation. So I arrive, I sign a waiver. Do I get like a new identity or whatever? Or are they just like a Jackson Bailey, but Viking Jackson Viking, Bailey?
Yeah.
Do I get to be like Jackson Steph Officer or something?
I think maybe you get to choose.
No. Okay, so
if you feel, you know.
Put down go on a raiding party, like go on a raid.
Yeah,
like,
pillage
sack,
a village.
Sack a village.
Pillage another.
Will I, in the Viking Den, be able to burn a village to the ground?
No.
Okay, well...
Well, you've got to sack the village somehow.
What am I doing? Just breaking the
knocking
building?
On doors, asking them to please please come out?
Or are they... I'm a Viking. Is it like you get villages, yeah, that's where you stay?
Yeah, there's like performers and stuff. Right.
The future one sounds like the only one that's not scary.
Right. Why?
Well, because if I'm in like a little village...
There might
and I'm
be
like...
aliens and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's frightening. And they're people in the park? Like performers in the park, they're not customers.
But if I'm going to the future, I'm expecting futuristic things.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Like things that I don't have here in this world.
Yeah.
You know, like you're promising me something that's not invented yet.
Well, yeah, you'll get it.
Are you so to create this
flying
park,
car?
You're gonna have to also
have the flying car.
Flying car.
That's what we want. Since the 50s, we've been promised.
So
and you will deliver.
So I arrive in the future town. I'm like, I'm Jack Zap Starchild. And then, like, what is it? Like, where's the flying car? Yeah. The hoverboard? Do I get?
Are we just going to be standing around with our arms folded, all disgruntled? So where's the
okay, maybe
car?
The future one's not the best. Maybe you'll just get like
a massive hole.
Like
that
jelly
flying car.
And stuff.
What?
Is it
jelly?
Like jelly and stuff like jelly. You know, future.
What, a new flavour? We've not
had. I've arrived at the park. They're like, sign this waiver. They're like, sit down to a meal. Like, here's the first futuristic thing. Future jelly. Like, don't get me wrong. As a like,
sounds
I'm
alright,
into it.
Future
not,
jelly.
Not too bad.
But it'll be like, you know, it'll taste like chops or something.
Right. Okay. So it's like a whole meal, but it's a jelly.
You know.
Right.
It's a
banquet in a jelly.
Something like that. Like a donut in a, I don't know, donut.
Well, I'm liking the idea of like, hey, like if I sit down and they're like, welcome to the future.
It's not like, you know, you can't get there and expect them to a robot to do it. It might be a robot, but it'll be
a guy dressed up.
You know, it'll okay. And like there might be a flying car, but it'll be like, you know,
on
it'll
like
be
a
ride
road.
Or something.
Yeah.
It'll be like, ropes or something.
Yeah.
I'm liking the idea of a guy dressed as a robot being ropes. Just hanging from the ceiling, you swing it back and forth.
It's actually a swing. It's not a
not really a flying car.
Yeah, and they got them at the park, I think.
Already. I like, Rudd, that for your future park, which is the only one we focused on, but it's the one with the most problems, is that you've had to also invent a jelly that you can make taste like chops.
Well, you probably can.
Yeah, it's probably not hot, because you've got that jelly that you
it's
make
just
sometimes.
Flavor, anyway.
By putting flavor. If you know, you sometimes get that jelly, you get it, that you put in your own drink, and then it makes it that. If you put in chop juice.
Like the grease.
Yeah, like.
Oh. That's what it is. It is jelly anyway. Like,
yes.
That's what jelly's from.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jelly's from
like fat
hooves and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to go well.
It's chopped jelly. In the brochure for
I'm not putting that on the brochure. The first thing you see.
Chopped jelly.
Please come.
Flying car on ropes. Okay, so that's the future.
And the robot guy dressed up.
Yeah, and a guy dressed as a robot. And I'm assuming there's rides and stuff.
Can I take your order?
I want chopped
jelly. May I take your order? Please.
But I have to stay in character as well, so I have to act like I know what chop jelly is.
Yeah,
like,
so
thank you, future robot. I'll have one chop jelly, please.
And do you have to pretend you're from a different planet or something?
You can. You choose your future self.
Right. Are you from Earth?
You can be from Earth and you just, you know.
Just act like a guy.
Yeah.
So I have to act like I'm from the future or the past or whatever, 24/7?
Yeah.
So like, are there cameras? Like if I,
you know, like
if I nip around the back and just have a little breather, this is, oof, and then I get back.
iPhones, iPads, just normal things.
Yeah, like
from now,
like, will I get in trouble? Are they putting me in the stocks?
No, but you know,
you get a warning. Have you got a warning system?
No, you just like you have to cover your tracks.
Back in character, mate.
I have to cover my tracks.
Well, you know, like if you stay out of line, let's say I was like, oh, what's I'll check my phone, be like my future phone.
like in medieval times, I'm like check my phone, I mean scroll.
So you have to use the word future a lot. I'm in my future chair.
Why not?
I'll have some jelly. I'm in the future jelly.
Future jelly. If that's what you're going for, your like food menu, you could just be like future steak. You already said it was future jellies. Fuck future land. Yeah. I'm going, what were your other options?
Viking and pirate.
So it's Viking, pirate, future.
Yeah.
Okay. Pirate,
are they a mixture of the two?
What?
No.
It's Viking,
Viking,
pirate.
It's not a Viking.
That's
Viking.
Like a complex.
Viking pirate future.
Oh, one hole. You've ticked the three boxes. What are you getting?
Well, you kind of could, because like Vikings had boats, yeah, and then it's also during an alien invasion.
There yeah, you well, go. The world could have become a wasteland after war. And yeah, back come the Vikings and
we
pirates.
Came around full circle back to Vikings.
Yeah.
No, okay, so that's the future world.
Yeah.
What do you so in Viking land? Where what's
Viking
like our
land's the best?
Why is Viking land? What's the good
cool.
of Viking?
Just looks the best.
Just visually, it's nice.
Yeah, like you know, you got your wooden like cabins oh, yeah. and stuff. The big sort of great hall thing.
And the food would the be fun there, eating like boar yeah, and like roast
big
potato
chicken legs and stuff.
But if I'm a young man and yeah. I want a Viking experience, I want the full.
He wants you bloodshed.
You want blood. Bloodlust. You've got a bloodlust.
I want to be able to smack my shield with my sword and get to fight another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want 20s.
You think this
I wanna,
is your opportunity, don't you?
Like if I've got the three brochures yeah. and I'm like Futureland, just looks like just stuff with future in front of it and a flying car on a rope swing. No pirates. I don't know. Viking. Surely a part of that is that I get to fight.
Well,
someone.
You know, maybe there'll yeah. be like a what's that thing that they
a
do?
Fight
the,
club,
a LARP type stuff.
Okay, so I can. So everybody's wearing
fake fight.
Yeah,
fake fighting.
Yeah,
I can't.
Okay. You're not gonna, you know.
What about, like, hunting? Add hunting is, like, a part of it. Then I get to kill
Do
something.
They hunt? Yeah. Did Vikings hunt?
I'm sure.
Some of course. How did they eat? They had to hunt.
I thought they just fished.
No. They would have hunted.
What? Fish. What did they hunt?
Fishing's a very docile sport. People sit around. They're relaxed. Vikings weren't like that at all.
Just fish.
Fishing is a slow, easygoing sport.
I'm sure they hunted like deer and stuff as well.
Yeah, of course yeah. they did.
Deer
chances
stuff.
Are.
Yeah.
So
you go and hunt a deer.
Yep. Go for it.
What about the children? I'm concerned about the children.
Deer as well.
But you're going to have issues, you know?
Why?
Like, well,
why?
They don't.
You don't make a child hunt a deer.
No.
That's what the waiver's for.
Well, right. I guess the waiver does sort of
okay.
slide that onto the table.
And what are you wearing?
Yeah, do you get know, like an outfit?
Yeah.
Do I get an outfit in the space in the yeah. future one? Like a skin tight like leotard?
Yeah, silver. Yeah.
Is what's separating?
You get a skin, like an alien skin.
Yeah, you get
scales
like costumes
or...
and stuff. Yeah. You choose what future self you'd like.
Right.
See, the future fish one's skin. Sounding good now just for the costumes.
Yeah.
Because in the Viking times, what am I getting? Like a helmet, wooden shield, yeah.
horns.
Oh, and in the future horns. One, if you wanna step it up a bit,
yeah.
In the future, you can your character you choose can be someone that was sent there from the past.
What?
What do you mean?
Is that if
Explain.
I'm doing like a 3-day visit and I start in the Viking land, then I move to pirate and then I go to the future?
Oh, yeah.
You can swap lands.
Can you swap lands?
No,
you can't
lands.
Swap lands.
Is it all the same park?
No, sorry. It did sound unreasonable to swap lands. You can't go, not like this one.
Viking.
Sorry.
Just move for the next.
So, okay, so say I wanted to visit all three yeah. things, right? Could I do that over the course of like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't
if
know.
You pay. Like, it obviously, it'll cost a lot, but.
You got the three lands.
I just feel like you've got a park and you're just like, you're not utilizing all of it
why?
For everyone. Well, like, okay, so family goes to Viking land, right? And then they're like, well, I'm here for a week, but also there's all that other park I could visit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like. I guess maybe it's...
You feel like you're missing out.
Yeah, like...
You'd always be
what
jealous.
What separates them? Like a big wall?
Jealous of the other lands.
Time.
What? Time?
Time. Because it does.
Oh, yeah. Well, good
great.
Answer.
That
was a good
great.
Answer. Yeah.
Beautiful. That one.
Yeah.
But really, like, is it a wall? Like, what I'm wondering is,
well,
like,
I don't,
could you...
They might not even be in the same spot. Like, you know, there might one might be in... You know, different.
So it's
state
like a franchise
whatever.
Under yeah. your name, like yeah. right. What are you calling it?
The Viking land, the future land, no. and the pirate land.
Just the lands. Come to the different lands. And,
but like, so So are they three separate businesses?
No, it's like the same.
It's a franchise.
It's like Ryder Bailey's land.
And how many acres is to say Pirate Land, for instance?
Pirate land will be on...
Because we haven't talked about Pirate Land.
Maybe
I got some
20,
issues.
20 acres.
How much of 20 of that 20 acres is sea for Pirate
Land? Pirate Land, most of it. But what it is, it's not like sea.
No.
But it'll be like, you know...
Lake.
So a lake.
Lots of little islands.
Can you create like an artificial storm for the pirates on their boat?
That'll cost heaps.
the whole thing, Ryder, is already costing a lot.
It's not your average holiday resort,
is it? 60
it's not a caravan
acres.
Park with a barbecue and a, you know.
Okay, and I guess that's why you can't visit all three parks, because you don't want to end up in debt. Because if there's no storms, it's just on sort of calm lake. You might not even be able to sail. Like, if I'm in a pirate ship and there's no wind.
Maybe there's no
certainly
ships.
You have to have fighting.
No
with the
ships.
Or one.
One ship.
There's like, you know, it's not like each person gets their own ship, but there's ships you can jump onto and like...
Like you can join a crew, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But surely there's hidden treasure somewhere.
Obviously.
The pirating, obviously, that's exactly. You've got to be going looking for the treasure. You get
that's
a map
be part of it. That's going to be part of the
you get
the
most.
But that'll be like one whole thing through it. It won't be an activity.
Okay,
it'll be something you can do. So you
over
get
the
treasure
the
map,
whole,
or
yeah,
you walk
yeah.
in, and if you find it, you get like
and you can
get like a free pass to 20%
off your pirate stage.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Is there a jelly?
It's a pirate
Yes. Okay. Complimentary jelly.
It'd be so funny because if like you went to the future land first and you're like, oh, future jelly, oh, future steak, okay.
That's interesting.
And then like the next year you're like, let's go to Viking land. You're like, oh, Viking jelly, Viking steak. Oh, I see how they did this. I see what their business model is. Here's my question, right? Here's my little critique. I'm there for a week. That's like the amount of stay you get, right?
You can stay for a bit longer.
Well, I was actually going to say, how are you entertaining people for a week?
Yeah,
think about going to...
like it's not like you're doing things every day. You could just
so there is some relaxation involved.
Well, you know, you just spend the
lounging
like one
around
or 2 days. Just you know, like you always do that when you go on holidays. You spend 1 or 2 days just
lounging.
It,
I can see that in Future Land. I don't know about Pirate Land.
I don't know. Yeah, like where am I staying in Pirate Land?
In Pirate Land, you're staying in little pretend boats in hammocks.
Right.
Oh,
so you can curl up in your hammock.
But like nice hammocks.
Yeah, like comfortable. Not just like itchy pirate hammocks. And in Viking Land?
In Viking Land, you've got like wooden beds with big fur blankets and stuff. In like little wooden
huts. What kind of bed am I staying in Future Land? Pods?
No, you hover.
What?
You hover.
How do I hover?
Like, there's a huge...
there's fan. Like, the fans that blow you up in the air when you want to sleep.
Like
right, and so you're just hanging in the air.
Yeah.
Come off to bed.
is it warm air blowing?
No,
it's not too cold.
So, like, you go to that, like...
skydiving thing.
Yeah, but it's not, like, proper. You jump over a huge fan with a grate over. It's sort of like that. So each room has a...
Can you sleep like that?
Astronauts do.
Do they?
Yeah. No, they strap themselves in. That's what they strap themselves to a wall. I'm just loving the image of a guy hopping in a sleeping bag and just floating around, flying in your...
Just banging into walls and stuff.
Good night.
Well, maybe not. Maybe
whole
there's
family
like...
just swirling around.
Like they have to be strapped.
Capsules.
Yeah,
capsules.
See, that's good.
Scrap the...
Scrap the hoverbed.
The hoverbed.
Fan
bed.
Capsules pod things.
Yeah, all right. Okay,
you get a double pod.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
For those couples.
Double pod, double hammock, and double... Another thing is that you're going to have some things that don't fit the theme. Because
like
I don't
what?
Think... Because, okay, so say you've got, like, about, I don't know, what's, like, a typical resort, like, group coming in for a meal, right, is what I'm thinking. Like say you've got a resort, just like a regular resort, and it's packed out for the night. What are we talking in terms of numbers here? Like, the restaurant of the resort is packed out. You know, like, we're talking 100, something like that?
Yeah, you know.
Do you
like,
think that a Viking kitchen could... look after 100 people is what I'm wondering. Yeah. Just like
get a big enough hog.
You got a
big enough. They got a whole deer to munch through.
No, but I mean, because I feel like just feel like you're gonna have to have some modern appliances here and there.
Well, of course you do. You know, it's not there's got to be electricity and stuff.
But I'm gonna
they'll be hidden. You'll be able to see them. You know, it's not like you'll see the kitchen. The kitchen will be at the back, and there'll be a proper chef and stuff.
I feel like the illusion's gonna be ruined so many times by seeing someone smoking a cigarette and be like,
No.
Yon, welcome, Viking land.
No smoking, just smoking like weird grass that they smoke.
Okay. All right, good. So another thing is that with Pirate Land, I feel like there's got to be bloodshed too. If I'm a pirate, I want to fight someone.
Yeah, you can like commandeer ships and stuff, like the two ships. If once your crew, you know, you can sail and try to get on the other crew.
So you have to have like the British Navy or something that you're taking
the good guys as
well. Yeah, pillaging another ship.
Okay.
But taking their...
Part of that pillaging is like, I have a sword, I have a scimitar. Like what's the... How far can I go?
Well, it's wooden. You got a wooden sword.
Okay. Hey, it's still Bruce. The one
pirates
with a wooden
don't
sword.
Have shields, do they?
No, I don't think pirates have shields. They have guns.
That's so dangerous. Everyone else you can think of would have a shield, but pirates just like, no. That's why they all got hooks and stuff. Because
they lost hands and fingers.
Nobody's like gave shields.
Can you get a hook hand? You can.
I'm sure you can have like a costume with a hook on. That's fine.
Good.
Okay, so what? Let's go through some pros and cons. Like, I'm on, like, it sounds fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great, yeah, it does. I know,
it does.
I win.
But, you know, you can't just, is it feasible, you know? Like,
yes. Yeah.
Well, that's the question, really, because you want 60 acres, but they're not together, are they?
No, that they're, you know.
So you could, realistically, you could do Pirate Land on the beach somewhere, so that you did have a bit of sea, you know, if you wanted to.
Just buy a whole bunch of real islands.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? But I feel like this is going to be very expensive.
Yeah, I'm
what
asking.
Are you charging? For a family.
Well, a night, I would say maybe 200 a night.
200 a night? That's
cheap
as shit. Cheap.
How are you going to make money on 200 a night per person?
I don't know. I don't know how much they're supposed to be. Like, how much is a resort?
I would suggest, like, a resort like that, like...
Like 800?
Yeah.
At least.
Like
more.
Maybe
what?
More, like 1,200
so
a night?
Yeah,
because you've
sure.
got you've got, like,
I
a
guess.
Full
but,
on...
But what if there's, like, 20,000 people there?
Yeah. You raking in the money?
Which you wouldn't have that many people.
No,
you wouldn't have 20,000 people.
If there are 20,000 people
might have
in Viking land, I'm going to be like just on a or pirate land. That is going to be a full pirate ship.
And
of
think of
the
all
two.
Your actors that are there the whole time. And
you're paying them.
You're paying them. They've got to be in character.
You know, you're paying for like authentic. I don't know if food's not authentic. Is it? But you're paying for like authentic buildings and vehicles and upkeep and shit like that. So it's kind of, I think like 1,200, 1,300 a night?
Per person.
Per person,
probably. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make money.
You've got to bring those profits back, right?
Well, I don't
200
know.
A person, you're going down the drain very quick, you know?
200
a
person, fucking...
Well, obviously you've not dealt with finances in your life.
No, I'm not the financial advisor. He's somewhere else.
You ask him, he's just like, there you go. You're coming to the boardroom, 200 a night. Like,
all right, so we'll go
1,000
to 2,500
a night?
I've got a question going back a bit.
Or... 4,000 a family.
Okay, that's fair enough.
For how long?
Is that that's a night?
That's a night. Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
The 4,000 a night. Yeah,
it seems fair.
I want to know the most futuristic thing that you've got in Futureland. Like, I just say I'm a real future buff. I don't care about the past or the present.
You've been to Futureland seven times. People are like, have you ever been to Viking and Pirate Land? You're like, not for me.
I'm a man of the future. Right? I want to know the latest thing so I can go back and say, at Futureland they had.
Okay.
Silence.
So...
What do you got?
What do you got for me? I'm this crazy future guy.
Those little, like, Roomba vacuum cleaners. they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
So the floor...
But they do more than vacuum, or they just...
No, but the floor is just like...
It's a vacuum.
Eat your food. So, but even... No, if there's, like, thousands of them everywhere, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Well, you're tripping over them and going over your feet.
Step over them.
Do they come at your feet and say, lift your feet, please?
Yeah.
Like someone who's vacuuming the room would normally. And so lift your legs.
They will bring you your room service.
Okay, oh, see, now that's great.
Now that's good, little guys.
Yeah. Back in the
they're bringing him in my future jelly.
Yeah.
No, I'm into that.
There's something really good about them being small.
Yeah, that future jelly's going to weigh them down. Imagine just like, see, you're sitting in like the cafe down the bottom of the hotel and you just see a little Roomba with a jelly on it just moving along the floor. You're like, oh, someone ordered the future jelly, I see.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, good to them.
You can put the thumbs up to the guy across the other side of the restaurant.
Enjoy your future jelly. Yes. And because Roomba's like, it's not a perfect science. He'd be walking down the hall and there'd just be like one smacking into the wall, smacking jelly into the linoleum.
But you'd feel sentimental about him. You'd pick him up and turn him on the right way, give him a little pat. There you are, fella.
Off you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Have they got personalities, the little
I don't know. They might have like names and stuff.
They don't.
No, they might.
They might.
You could probably name your
Each one will have like a little
name tag?
Flag on it with a name tag.
See, I like this idea. You get like a sort of robot thing that you can hang around with you the whole time.
Yeah, it's like a little system. Little
and could stop you getting bored, a question here and there. Or...
You're still a vacuum cleaner.
You're still primarily a vacuum cleaner. But no, I mean, I think that's good. I think of all the lands, I'd probably go to Futureland.
Really?
It doesn't sound like it's got a great deal of land. It's got vacuum cleaners, jelly. Can't remember.
What else?
The hover bed. Then when you can that.
Is that like sleeping that in one like, of those roof rack things? It's just like a big building that's just like abandoned, condemned. We tried hover beds.
People died.
Because
what about if the fan slows down or something?
Mm. Yeah,
they fall.
No, but no, Futureland, I don't know. Like, I like the idea of getting a costume, wandering around a futuristic city, I assume it kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, see maybe drones in the sky.
Got the flying car.
Well, on rope. But it's there. Maybe you get that Toyota robot. You know what's it called?
The what?
You know the robot?
The dancing one.
The dancing guy.
Yeah.
Maybe get him along.
Oh, he's going to cost us so much.
Well, you don't have to get him.
You've got to look alike. A lookalike one.
Or get one of your actors to like just dress up like him.
It's really $60 ones from Toy Worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But no, Futureland sounds fun. Vikingland, to me, just sounds like I would... Like, I feel like I'd get bored of it eventually.
Why?
Because it's just raiding and eating and raiding and eating and...
All future lands just like future and eating.
Future eating. When you think about it, all of them are just like commandeering a pirate ship and eating. Commandeering a pirate.
Well, pirate food would be awesome. Pirate land food would be awesome.
What's pirate food? What do they eat?
Seafood. It's just like pirate steak and pirate jelly.
Rum everywhere.
Rum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's the nightlife like in
nightlife? Well, in future land, you've got future bar.
Yeah. What's good about what distinguishes Future Bar from any other bar ever?
It's full of neon lights.
Okay. Neon lights.
Like they got like future drinks.
Neon. The floor is a mirror.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. There's every drink is like future scotch.
I thought you were going to go with some kind of like elaborate cocktail, but future scotch.
No. Future Coke.
Yep.
Future rum and Coke, please. Terrible night.
If you say, can I just grab a rum and croak? They're like, what?
You're like, I don't understand your past words. You're like, sorry, a future rum and coke. They'll be like, I know how to make that. Like, God damn this fucking place.
This is the vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner behind. Imagine trying a vacuum cleaner trying to carry like a glass of
bringing along beer. Bringing
future beer. Just be spilling it everywhere. You're like, Yeah, maybe Future Land has lost some of its appeal.
Nah, Future Bar is awesome.
Okay, well, is Viking Bar just like a Viking bar? Yeah. So I go in and just drink
an old tea. It's an old tavern.
That's cool. And Pirate Bar is like
a fat stein.
Pirate Bar, I'm assuming you've got fights on the
there'll be a big fight hanging from the
ceiling. It's like 6:30. I'm going down the bar at 6:30 to see a fight.
You get a rum in a little wooden shot glass.
Yeah, that sounds
nice. That's good. Yeah, it's authentic. Tables that break apart and someone falls on
them. But I'm assuming you can just put them back together. It's all animatronic, you know? I mean, that sounds fun. That sounds like a good time. So it's kind of like, ultimately, like a giant Renaissance fair LARP type deal. But like on a huge scale. And you are locked in or you're kicked out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what if I like, you know... Here's a question. What if I get a call and they're like, you know, my wife's about to give birth. I have to leave Futureland. And I'm like, let me out. And they're like, broke.
Maybe you can like request permission to.
Okay, so I can be like, hey, my wife, why did I go to Futureland without her? She's in hospital. And
yeah,
I'm like,
about to give birth.
Yeah. In 7 days.
Nice guy. The future's more important than our family. Sorry, whatever.
All right, so what are you asking for this? Like, the only cons that I can think of is that there's no bloodshed and the food isn't that appealing, and neither are the drinks in Futureland. So what are we looking?
All up?
Yeah.
All up.
You're talking one person going?
This is for us as investors.
Oh, okay.
How much is Ryder asking from us?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's got to be
a
fucking lot. Yeah.
It's got to be a lot.
You are nervous.
1.1 billion.
1.1 billion?
That's it.
1.1 billion?
Yeah.
Hey, and you were going to charge $200? Like, what?
That's...
Did you do any maths at school?
No.
No, you didn't.
So, okay. 1.1 billion, and you're charging 4,000 a night for family. You're charging
2,500
for individually.
Right. A night.
And the family is 2 adults, 2 children.
Yeah. And what's included in that? Just accommodation?
Accommodation and activities.
Do they have to pay for every meal?
No. No, yeah, they do.
Yeah, okay.
They pay for their meals.
And I'm assuming that's pretty X-y.
Yeah,
the meals, the jelly. Yeah.
And future jelly.
$19.
Chopped jelly.
$19 for the chop.
jelly that you're most likely going to be like, Jesus.
So that's your top meal on the menu.
Oh, yeah, that's
everything
like
else.
Tonight's special is always chopped jelly.
Yeah.
Plus, you probably pay extra for the Roomba to spill your jelly on the floor. And also, I was going to say, like, I should have mentioned this earlier, but, like, are you doing things like business retreats? So if I, like, run a business, like an office somewhere, and I'm like, I want to do a team building exercise.
Bonding experience. Like a deal
like, let's all go and raid a
village. We
want to
be a crack sales team and then compete the rest.
Exactly. Everybody get your, like, skin
tight. Pirate land and
destroy the other, the other team. 1.1 billion, that's pretty axey.
That's a lot of money.
It's like, but like in terms of like returns, it's something that doesn't exist. It's unique.
It's unique. Are you going to get future guy there?
Always.
Based on the Roomba. He's got a Roomba.
He'll never leave.
He's got his own Roomba at home.
His doesn't have jelly on it.
No, he's not getting
and
jelly.
And isn't named Steve.
It doesn't have a personal name.
Steve isn't bringing him his jelly.
Steve's
just cleaning his house like a basic person.
Right.
I feel like, ultimately, like...
I couldn't give you that much.
I couldn't give you that
it's
much.
It's a no from me.
But we could bring it down a little.
Okay.
Let's say
1.1 million.
No, I'm going to give him more than that.
It's nothing.
You know?
We should Jack ask for about that for his weird
maze. And maze I got thing, it. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I asked for a lot for that
did
maze.
Did we give you that?
You gave
no,
me...
we didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not give you that.
I got the maze.
Did you?
I don't remember. Probably. I think one of you did, one of you didn't. I'm trying to think of what's reasonable. I'll give you $500 million. Because I have faith in Ryder's land.
Yeah. It'll be clean.
I'll give you $500 million rides on the caveat, on the understanding that I can come in and I can be like co-creator.
How about $6 billion? I mean,
$600 million.
$600 million.
$600 million.
I could do that. I could do that, assuming I got some creative control.
What about you? Come on,
I'm not Maximum. Going for this idea.
What would you give me?
Sorry, I'm not going for it.
Not at all.
No, look, it's shonky.
What?
It's really shonky. You know? Seriously?
No. It's awesome.
Futureland.
No, well, that's why you have to come in and be able to have some creative control. You have to be able to come in and be like, this condemned building where the guy died.
Do you know why everybody doesn't have a Roomba vacuum cleaner now?
Why?
Because they're no good. They're basically not a good property. Don't want to go to the future land to see something that I didn't choose to buy in the first place.
Stop
down at
just
Harvey
thinking
Norman.
About the future land. We've got a pirate and
a Viking. I decided not to buy the
Roomba.
I go to future land.
There's thousands of them. But you've got Viking land as well, and you've got pirate
and
land.
Pirate land. Would you go to pirate land?
Arr. There's a lot of that at pirate land.
Now you're hooking me in with the R. Perhaps. But not for $600 million.
Five?
I'd go for like, you know.
Five.
How much would you invest? Maximum. Absolute, like your roof.
I think $1 million for the whole thing.
$1 million?
Yeah.
$1 million.
For what you're going to build and make.
You're going to a nice house.
Cream a lot off the top of that. But the thing's only going to cost
you a
bit.
Right, he's going to buy like huge properties
buy
in
properties
different areas.
And a lot of water.
Water. Oh, you do for your pirate.
I can just let it rain.
Let it rain and fill up.
Cut costs.
Been waiting a while. Yeah.
Look, is that a flat no from you, Dad?
$200 million. That's it. That's where I'm going to.
$200 million. So that's
that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
With what you could probably do, what you suggested for the money.
You know, you're not. You haven't. You've actually got nothing from the future. Everything's from the present, or perhaps even the
what
past.
Do you expect me to
something.
Have?
Because
the chop jelly.
Chop jelly.
Dad, the chop jelly.
Oh, wow.
No, I've
been writing about that.
Right.
Telling
I'm
all my mates about.
I reckon you can do it for $800.
I'll dumb it down then with your $800. Then I'll go for like 15 acres each.
You could get rid of pirate land, really.
Yeah.
Oh,
not doing well there.
Got rid of future land. Pirate and Viking would be my favourites.
But I think people...
Well, it's your business. Get rid of...
You'll get more people wanting to go to Future Land than Pirate Land.
Okay.
You just say okay to whatever we say.
Well, he needs the money.
I need it. I've already bought it all.
Going into all these people in like half alien suits, and you're like, I'm sorry, we're shutting down.
Sorry, didn't get the money.
Yeah. You're all
What are you
going
to do with all those packets of gelatin, you know?
Just storehouse upon storehouse.
Got a whole warehouse full. Of... Anyway, well.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been John Bailey.
That's you can make it work.
I'll make it work.
And that's just good business.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.